welcome to another episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn. And as usual, I'm with my lovely co-host, Jessica Park.
Hey, hi, Jessica. There.
So I heard you had a little adventure this weekend, a camping adventure?
Yeah, I had a little camping adventure. It almost turned into an I shouldn't be alive episode. I got lost in the woods with my girlfriend. We lost our map. Like, once we found the waterfall we were looking for, we realized we didn't have the map to find our way back. And it was like 6 miles in the woods.
Oh, my gosh.
Sun was going down. Didn't tell my husband where I was going. It was like, oh, it's awful.
Sounds like fun.
But we made it out alive. Wow. Got back to the campsite at like 9. Four.
I think I saw a movie about that once.
Yeah, so. I know, right? I had like this much water left, which is not a lot for those that you can't see my hand gesture.
So you were at the Business Radio X Mixer last night.
Yes,
with me. How was it? Was it good? I didn't get to go around and talk to everybody. And see
it's
how
always
going.
It's always great networking. I always end up meeting great, great people, lots of people that I've had on the show, which is cool to see, and lots of new people that we could have on the show next time.
Yes. Well, you were telling me about this show today, and I was really excited because we're talking about food trucks.
You're a big foodie.
I'm a huge foodie and a huge food truck person. When I lived in New York, the food trucks were my favorite thing ever. So.
I know. I'm so glad it's here in Atlanta now.
And we have a Business Radio X veteran in the studio with us.
Yay!
We have Alicia Nesbitt with Enchanted Events of Atlanta. Welcome back, Alicia.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
Awesome. Well, do you want to tell us a little bit about this event coming up?
Sure. This is our second year for the Atlanta Street Food Festival, and it's going to be held on Saturday, July 13th at Piedmont Park. And I'm really excited for it this year. We have a lot of more food trucks in the lineup, and we have a few good things for it. Our sponsorship is great this year. We have Bombay Sapphire.
Nice.
Is one of our main sponsors this year, and with your food and beverage wristband, every adult over the age of 21 will get a complimentary cocktail.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's great. And we've also partnered with 20th Century Fox and DreamWorks Animation, so they have a movie coming out on July 17th called Turbo, and one of the main characters for the movie is Dos Bros Taco Truck. So they've outfitted a truck for the movie, and that's one of their main characters.
Oh,
and
really?
The truck
that's
is
interesting.
Yes. And so the truck will debut at the Atlanta Street Food Festival. So everyone can come out and meet the truck and have a photo opportunity, take a photo in front of the truck, and that's really cool. And the first 500 guests to get to the truck will receive a free taco. So that's really cool as well. And again, we will benefit the Atlanta Community Food Bank. So you're not just coming out and, you know, paying a small fee and getting a wristband and enjoying food trucks and great music, but you're also benefiting a great cause. And last year, with everyone's donation, they were able to buy over $43,000 worth of groceries for the community. So
that's incredible.
Yeah, it's really good, the donations from that. And so we also have a few other great sponsors as well. The Atlanta Hawks and the Georgia Aquarium, they'll be out there giving away gifts and prizes. V103 will be out there. And as well as a few other ones. Wells Fargo Bank will be on site. They're one of our sponsors. And also Atlanta Eats. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
Yeah.
They have
they
have a great program that comes on every Saturday morning.
Yeah, so I love it.
They're one of our sponsors. And then also Blackberry 10 is one of our sponsors that will be out there as well. They'll have a truck.
What's Blackberry 10?
Blackberry 10, if you have telephones, your phones, they have a new device. Blackberry has a new device. So they'll be out there showing their device to our customers.
Oh, okay.
And you can demo the device. And they'll also have a...
I was thinking it was a food truck.
I was too. No,
but they will
Blackberry
have a truck.
Phone.
They will have an air-conditioned truck. And you can go inside
of their
truck.
Oh, that's going to be popular.
Yeah. And you can demo their device, you know, while you're on the truck. So
yeah.
That'll be great. And then our presenting sponsor is MARTA. So we know that Piedmont Park is, you know, is very, it can be kind of hard to navigate. I know
so
I went
you're
out
encouraging
to,
yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
I got lost last weekend.
No, I really am because I went
so
to a festival, you know, in April and I got towed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So please, please, everyone, please take MARTA.
Yeah.
Yes,
it is MARTA. Because I did. I went to a festival and got towed. So we have some great sponsors this year, so we encourage everybody
yes.
to come on out and
everyone
have fun
take MARTA. I was there last weekend. They have a new parking system there where you have to, like, punch in stuff and pay cash to park. So I went out there, and the machines held everybody up. It was horrible. It was absolutely terrible. So also from Enchanted Events of Atlanta, we have Cheryl Hastings here. She's whispering. I got to bring her in here. She's like, she's flashing up signs. Keep everyone on track. So Cheryl, hey.
Hi.
So what do you do with Enchanted Events?
Well, I'm just one of the events coordinators.
Just one. You're the one here on the radio, so you must be important.
I'm Alicia's partner.
Okay, awesome. So just really quickly, tell you guys, how did you guys get started with this company? I know if people haven't listened to the other interview, I just want to make sure all the listeners know how you guys got started and how great you are.
Well, this division is actually Enchanted Blue, and this is the part that benefits the nonprofit organizations. And we got started with Cheryl had launched her online jewelry business, Juniper Blue, and we were going to plan an event together. And so we were just speaking about some of the challenges that we were faced as being small business owners.
Sure.
And as how expensive it was to participate in some of the events out there and get exposure. And then also, you know, just as consumers, some of the things that we didn't like about certain festivals, how expensive some festivals were. And we were like, why don't we just create the perfect event? And so from there, we created Enchanted Blue. That's my company was Enchanted Events of Atlanta. Hers was Juniper Blue. And we kind of merged the two. And we figured, you know, from that, we've been so blessed with both of our jobs. We both come from medical background. I'm an occupational therapist. She's a speech therapist. And so, you know, why don't we give back? We pick, you know, a couple of charities that have kind of been close to our hearts, you know. With the Atlanta Chefs Expo, which is another event that we produce, we benefit Susan G. Komen for the Cure. Cheryl's mother's a two-time breast cancer survivor. I have a family member that has passed from breast cancer, so we benefit them with that. And then with the Atlanta Community Food Bank, we've been blessed to have, you know, good jobs in the medical field. But, you know, a lot of our cohorts that are, you know, college educated, may have lost jobs and have had to use the food bank. You know, we could all just be one paycheck away from that.
Yeah.
You know, just have to use that. So that's a great cause, you know, for us to give to. So with Enchanted Blue, each event that we do, we benefit a charity.
That's great. Awesome. What kind of hurdles did you have to overcome to get these food trucks? I know that the food trucks have had hurdles like the whole time, but for you as planners, it must have been very tricky to get them all in one place.
Actually, it was not.
No?
No.
Not for them.
That's great.
Not for them. For everyone else.
It was
else.
Not. No. Uh-uh. Cheryl,
I guess the city was ready for it.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
They were.
These guys have done all the work. They already, like, beat the pavement and said, we want to do this.
Yeah.
I think everyone was ready for a festival.
Definitely.
Bring everyone together in a big fun event.
Yeah.
So it kind of just took off.
And at the time, you know, last year they were kind of having, the food trucks were having issues with the permitting in the city.
Sure.
A lot of legal battles with that. And so with that, you know, food trucks are fun, but we also kind of wanted to highlight the struggles and stuff that they were having.
Mm-hmm.
So with us having the organizational skills and having the permitting savvy to get everybody in that one place, it was a good way just to get them out there and push what they're doing.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, let's get the people we brought in here that actually have food trucks into the mix and get them introduced. So we have, with Mixed Up, we have Brett Eanes, and he has a really, really cool food truck. I've heard about it. So, and we have Yumbly, which is also an awesome food truck. We have Victoria Meadows with Yumbly. So welcome, guys.
Thank you.
So we'll start with you, Brett. I really want to talk about your concept. I think it's really cool and awesome. Talk about Mixed Up.
Mixed Up is a rock and roll inspired food truck, taking the love of food and music and putting it on wheels. That's really what it is.
Definitely, that's what I hear. It's very interesting to order your food truck. Is it true?
Oh yeah, extremely interesting. We we play loud music, so I really can't hear you, but I'm going to try. And then what we serve is rockin' burgers. And we have crazy names for them. But as simple as a burger is, it's done right.
Oh, that's what I love. I love a good burger. I can't get away from that. So many people just do it wrong. I don't understand. It's a burger, it's so simple, but you can do so much with a burger.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your menu. I want to know. I've never been there. Tell me if I'm there. I want to get my first burger at Mixed Up. What are you going to give me?
Well, the one that put us on the map is our Rockin' Hero.
Rockin' Hero.
Yeah.
Oh,
that sounds
good.
We spell it just like a gyro, however you want to do it. But it's fresh ground lamb.
Ooh.
And we go ahead and blend in our seasonings to it with garlic, mint, rosemary. And then that's fired off on a flat top that's well seasoned.
Oh.
Fresh
nice.
Bread. Yeah.
That yeah, sounds so good.
So we all of our the names of the menu items are just like
straightforward.
Yeah.
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 So I absolutely love that. Do you guys serve beer also?
No.
Not yet?
No.
Nah.
So that's
no, no, that'd be cool, but
how did you get into the food truck industry? What made you decide?
Well, I food trucked in LA. And we, you know, before it was really, you
the
know,
cool
on, the,
thing.
On the streets, yeah, yeah, you know, we would do movie set catering and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So always being into the industry, you know, in the food industry, the music industry, you know, when I came here from Los Angeles, I, you know, started my own business.
Yeah, awesome.
So, you know, the food trucks weren't around. I always wanted one here, and then I heard about Yumby, and I'm like, somebody told me about this in like 08 or 09. I'm like, no, Atlanta's not ready for this.
It wasn't.
No.
No, it wasn't.
So I'm like, I got to find this truck. I want to see what they're doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they were hard to find, real hard to find. And then I saw their truck, and I'm like, that's an L.A.-style truck. You know,
mm-hmm.
you don't see that out here. And that's what the trucks look like is, you know, they have the blue fins on top. You know, in L.A. they call them
bubble top windows.
Yeah. But the trucks, they call them like, what do they call them? Like Tyrannosaurus Rex or something crazy like that. That's what they call it. That's what
awesome.
They all look like.
I love that terminology.
So when I went to get a food truck, you know, I wanted that L.A. style.
Definitely.
Because it's an edgy style. Mm-hmm. It's a cool truck. People are like, what is that?
I know.
you know, you can make up all kinds of stories. Yeah, I got solar panels up there.
Yeah, don't be joking about that.
Yeah. And
we
people
got an
are
award
like,
for that.
Really? And it's like, no, dude.
No.
But, you know, so when I got that truck, I was like, right on. It's an LA style truck. Let's get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it, and I needed to make it like, edgy. So
definitely.
My first bass guitar, I hooked on the side of it. It already went through a fire and the
okay,
water
all right.
was
I was
damaged.
About to say.
But it's a really nice Jackson Charvel
yeah, definitely.
Bass, yeah.
That's awesome, man.
So, yeah, man.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but the thing that bothers me the most, and people go through trends where you have these kids and they're like, well, what do you want to do with your life? And they're like, well, I'm going to start a food truck. That's the cool thing to do. It's really easy. I'm going to go buy this ice cream truck, all this stuff.
Or a taco truck.
It's
easy.
They're like, oh, I just pop a grill in the back, right? And I cook and I make a bunch of money. I just want to smack them across the face. How do you guys feel about that?
No, let them. Yeah. Spend your money.
Let them spend their money?
Spend it.
How important is the equipment that you got in there? Like, what kind of grills and all that kind of stuff? How do you fit a truck to service as a food truck?
That's a tough question.
I mean, anyone can jump in on this question. I just
for us, Yumby, we went to Los Angeles and bought a truck.
Right.
It's outfitted. It fits the Los Angeles, California code. It's safe. It comes with the fryers. Everything is hardwired in. This truck was built for a food truck. It's not a UPS truck that's been repurposed.
No. Yeah.
And those, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just they're harder to maintain because mm-hmm. everything is done aftermarket. Everything's not, you know, they put the aluminum on the outside and then everything is run through the sides. It's safe. Everything is, you know, welded down. Our truck's not going anywhere.
No.
You know, the fryer's closed. We can go 45 degrees and nothing will spill.
What?
Seriously.
Wow.
Nothing will spill. And it's great. That's,
I know. I'm thinking of like a boat. Like everything has to be gimbaled or something.
No.
But no.
We cook with we cook with actual like propane. Everything's got pilot lights, and we drive around. You
and
know.
They're safety pilots.
And
as
they
well.
Are safety pilots. Yes, we are safe.
That's good.
Yep.
We are insured.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, in addition to your truck, you also have a on-site location on Boulevard.
Yeah,
tell us
brick
how
and mortar.
You came to do the brick and mortar when you had the truck. Or which came first, actually?
The truck came first, which is
so weird.
So I took over a spot a year ago, and I was like, you know, I need a downtown commissary. I already have one, you know, that I'm working out of, but I do so many in-town events. So I took this this old place, and I was like, all right, what am I going to do with this? All right, I don't have time. We're food trucking like crazy. So it had a drive-thru. And I'm like, that's pretty rocking. A drive-thru. Yeah. So, you know, but the window was sealed off. It was boarded up. It was this. And I'm like, I want to do something with this place.
More than just a commissary kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
And so when the winter hit, it was like October-ish, my events started slim to none. And I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, guys, we got a restaurant now. And I was like, who has worked a drive-thru? Nobody raised their hand. And I'm like, all right, this is perfect.
Awesome.
So I ordered some headsets and, you know, did a practice run. And it's crazy because it's so different than the food truck. Because mm-hmm. when you come to my truck, I can see you and I can sell you.
Right.
Speak through a window, like a menu. They're mm-hmm. staring at the menu and hear your voice. You got to sell that.
Yeah.
That must be really tough. You don't think about that stuff. We do that stuff in the station all the time. My bosses are like, all right, here's some new equipment. Just go make it work. I'm like, all right. Okay. Right. Yeah, gotcha.
Right. So my first car that came through, I was like, welcome to Mixed Up Truck Stop. And they're like, I've been to your truck. I'm like, right on. What would you like to order? You know, and so it's crazy. And then, but being that it's Mixed Up Truck Stop,
mm-hmm.
you know, I get truckers call the place. Do you have showers? And I'm like, no. I got burgers. You know, and then I get all kinds of free samples like flashlights and tail lights and things like that. I'm like, all right, right on. Yeah, so it's crazy. So yeah, that came after the truck. Awesome. We sell the same menu, except a couple of things change. You know, to keep it interesting.
Is there beer in the truck stop?
No, it's a drive-thru. I'm
I forgot to bring my studio beer today. You can tell. So.
There's always a cooler inside.
Well, I'm definitely, since I know that there's a place on Boulevard, I can actually go there. I'm going to go there next week, check it out. Definitely. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that's kind of why I wanted to do that is, you know, but the joke is now, because our truck is very difficult to find.
I was about to ask that question.
So. Very tough to find because I'm not very good at like social media. So
it's unless like a game of telephone, you tell one person, they tell another person.
Where are you going to be at tomorrow? You know, let me check my schedule. Yeah. So it's hard to find. Well, our restaurant is open from 11 to 2 and 4 to 9 because of the food truck. That's the time we come back, clean up, mm-hmm. reload, and leave. So we're just as hard to find open as we are the truck. So it works. People are like,
it's awesome.
Closed.
It's part of the experience.
201, we're out of there.
I absolutely love it. Well, I'm gonna give you for free a burger idea. My favorite food truck ever. This is their burger. I don't know what the policies are on taking that, but they have a goldfish and jalapeno cheeseburger. And it is to die for. It's a
like the crackers.
Yeah,
like, I heard.
Yeah. So, so that's my favorite burger in Atlanta, and that's the first food truck I ever went to. It's like outside Moondogs. It never moves. It's like a little guy that he just works there, and it's $3 goldfish jalapeno cheeseburgers.
That is so bizarre.
And they are absolutely amazing. After a night of drinking. You go there.
That's it. Yep.
Yes. Yeah, but see, we got crazy burgers.
I'm excited. I'm a huge burger guy. So,
like our Texans, huge. That's a pound of food.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a half pound Angus beef burger topped with 30-hour slow roasted pulled pork, Chipotle ranch slaw, open face barbecue sauce.
All right, Brett. Let our listeners know again where the location is and. Who's that one person I have to call that you tell where you're going to be every week? So, how can they figure out where you guys are?
Just ask.
Ask.
No, we have a restaurant, 313 Boulevard. It's Atlanta 30312. It's called Mixed Up Truck Stop. It's got the big food truck on the side of the building.
Awesome.
You can't miss it.
All right, guys, go check it out.
And then as far as our truck goes, you can follow us Mixed Up Food Truck on Facebook or Twitter at Cuisine Chef, CuzineChefs.
Do you still do catering? Because when I met you initially, you were doing like fine dining Italian cuisine at a private party that I hosted. So
We still cater.
That's awesome.
We do. We take it from burgers to caviar. It's crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's the whole gamut there.
I absolutely love that. Well, let's go ahead and pivot over to Victoria with Yumbly. Apparently, you're a pioneer in the business. So.
Yeah, in Atlanta we are, I guess.
Forward thinker.
No, we borrowed what happened is Carson graduated from Ole Miss, and he went to his mom and was like, you know, well, I don't know what I want to do. And his mom, Rebecca, owns a boutique in Buckhead. Mm-hmm. So she's like, all right, well, I've got to go out to Los Angeles, you know, to go buy my stock. And he's like, all right. So he goes with her. On the way to their hotel, he sees Kogi. You know, they are, you know, they make like $3 million a year on four trucks. Mm. I mean, they make money. Like money. but you know, he saw them and he was like, mom, that's what I want to do. And she's like, Carson, I don't know. And so finally, you know, they said yes. So we went to AA Cater Truck, who manufactures like 90% of Los Angeles's food trucks. They're the ones that, you know, the little blue fins, you see a food truck in LA, 90% chance it's one of theirs.
That's cool.
And they told us.
Mine's LA Catering.
Yeah, his is LA.
He's got to be different.
Right. But we went there, and they told us no. They were not going to send a truck across the country.
What?
They told us no. And we were like, come on, please, please.
Wow, I can't believe they would say no. It's money.
Well, they apparently they had just repossessed some trucks from the East Coast, and they were like, no.
We give them a bad name.
Apparently. Finally, they said yes. You know, we bought the first one, 26 feet long of Yumbi. And we had it wrapped here in Atlanta, and we put this octopus on top. So when you're looking at the top of the truck from this big office buildings in Atlanta, you look down, and it looks like this octopus is eating the truck.
That's awesome.
But see, nobody ever realizes it unless you're looking from above. Everybody just sees these little eyes and tentacles everywhere, and they're like, what is wrong with your truck?
Yeah.
What is wrong with your truck?
So, Yumbi, what does the name mean? Is there anything behind it? Yeah. Was it just like, hey, Eureka, this is it?
Yumbi came from the yum, like, you know, people make that noise, like that noise when you get really good food. And then the BII is a nod to social media.
Okay.
Like the we and Twitter and, you know, all those things. Because when we first came to Atlanta, we didn't have a marketing group. We didn't have anything. We went to Facebook and Twitter and said, hey, guys, we're Yumbi. We're Atlanta's first food truck. Where do you want to see us?
Yeah.
That is forward thinking. You must have gone through a lot of pain doing that, being the first.
It's been a lot. Well, you know, when we had the Olympics here in Atlanta for what was that year was that?
96.
There you go. Thank you. And what year was that? You know, they shut down street vending. And then they sort of opened it back up. And back in 2008, you know, they basically sold the rights to street vending to a company. Atlanta did. And food trucks were lumped in with that. And we just really couldn't do a lot. And the city didn't realize it. So it was a lot of, okay, you can do this. And then we would park on the street. Like our first location was the corner of 5th and Spring.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing great. And the police showed up and were like, you can't be here. We're like, but you gave us a permit. They said, okay, well, we're going to take it back now. So you get to leave now.
That sounds like the Atlanta government right there.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, okay. So, but last year, they started doing these little APD vending permits, and they are a nightmare, absolute nightmare. We got our second truck back in 2011, I think it was introduced, a little bit shorter. This was more of a, like, driving around truck. It's about 24 feet as opposed to, like, 27, you know, whole 3 feet of difference.
Makes a difference, though.
In Atlanta, it really does.
Yeah.
Between hitting the car and not hitting the car.
Right.
So. We put backup cameras on ours. You know, you're going to start backing up 26 feet, 12 feet tall. We're put a backup camera.
Definitely.
So you're not hitting in poles and, you know, running into other trucks, as poor Brett has had someone do. Backed into you.
I would not want to be the one that backed into your truck.
It's crazy. These are bombs.
Yeah.
Rolling bombs.
You don't want to back into it.
No.
I mean, we carry 30 gallons of propane and like 50 gallons of gasoline. Oh my God. Like,
Freon,
you get a bad spark and, you know, it's out.
Just like I tell the fire marshal, there's only two ways off the truck. You can't load off or jump off.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're, in all honesty, though, we are safe people. We carry a whole lot of insurance. So, definitely. You know, but we're, you know, we protect our propane and stuff, but it's dangerous. That's why finding a driver is really hard. You've got to find somebody who's actually responsible enough not to kill somebody.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because that's what it is. It's, you know.
Do they have to have a special driving permit to drive these trucks?
I mean, no, they're not.
They're not that big.
They're not big enough and heavy enough for a CDL. Yeah. I mean, they're not considered like.
That's good. That would just be one more thing, right?
Well, actually, we've started asking people if they have one. I mean, we have a new guy we're training now that has a CDL, and he's taken to driving that truck like it's nobody's business.
That's
he's like,
great.
This is a little truck. Right. I got this.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So tell us a little bit about how you came up with your fusion of Asian and Mexican.
That started with Thomas Lee over at Hong Cook. And he has a couple restaurants now. Taqueria is another one. He does...
Taqueria del Sol? Or
no, like T-A-K-O-R-E-A.
Okay.
It's over there. It's in Midtown on like Juniper, I want to say. Mm-hmm. Over where the old like Greek place used to be. Those little houses that have no parking.
Okay,
it's one of those.
Yeah.
It's one of those. And then, you know, we worked with him. We ran out of his kitchen for a while. And when we bought the second truck and it came over, you know, Thomas Hong Cook is this, like, literally 1,000-square-foot restaurant. It's not very big.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have these two giant food trucks coming in. And he's like, you know what, guys? I don't think this is working anymore.
Right.
I don't think this is working anymore. And we were like, okay, you know, we understand that. So we moved over to Cafe at Far over there on the west side. You know, they're only open until 3 and they do chicken salads. They don't really cook.
Mm-hmm.
We do all the cooking there. But it's, you know, running two food trucks is difficult. And then we're opening the Container Restaurant in August. And
what's that?
That's another that's another first for Carson Young. Carson Young likes to be the first one to do anything,
which
makes my life hard because I have to make it work. He goes, I want to do this.
And he's the idea man, huh?
He is. I'm not. I'm the make it work person.
Yeah.
And he wants to sell beer. There you go. There's your beer. He wants to sell beer and wine. And it's what it is. It's a repurposed shipping container. Mm-hmm. Right now we're going back and forth with the city about 40 or 53 feet. And you'll see them a lot on the New York skyline. It's literally a repurposed shipping container turned into a restaurant. It's
like a pop-up restaurant? Or
That is awesome.
It's like our guy we had last week.
Yep.
He would love you guys.
We're doing that on the corner of 10th and Peachtree, right there across from the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. The Midtown Alliance just spent a whole bunch of money to make that little pocket park.
Yeah.
And they're pressuring Dewberry Capital to turn it into something. Because right now it's just sitting there. They're like, use it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working with the city to get it done. You know, Carson wants to sell beer, so I'm.
That's
going to
be tricky.
A little bit.
That was make it tricky.
It might be a little bit hard, but you know, the same guys we get our vending permits from do liquor licenses, so they know me.
Mm-hmm.
They see me walk in, and everybody runs because they're like, "Man, I don't want to see her because I
don't like doing work."
Exactly.
Yeah, that's how it is. Really, to be honest.
I mean, because I sparked an argument a couple weeks ago. You were there, or you saw the aftermath of that one, and it just I sparked this argument, and now everybody's like, you know what? You can deal with the lieutenant. I don't want to deal with you anymore. So it's like, all right, that's fine with me.
Well, they're stifling business. You guys are small business. A lot of people will be starting these up. Like they're lower cost than these brick and mortar stores. I mean, it would really
not really no.
Never mind. Strike that from the record.
No, they're not. I mean, if you go get an LA style truck brand new, you're looking at $150,000 to $200,000.
Yeah. $1,500 a month, and you got labor, you've got propane, you've got food,
insurance, permits. And see, we still pay taxes just like all those other restaurants. They'll have one brick and mortar with one business license. We have like 9 business licenses.
They need to make it easier for you guys. Come on,
we know.
They need to help.
We've asked for that.
Yeah.
I used to be the renegade
again.
Until I got nailed. Yeah,
you won't find me.
Yeah, and then I got nailed.
Wow. It only takes once,
scared.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, they need to change that. They need to help. I'm tired of the government stifling small business and innovation.
Yeah, but it's not just the government in Atlanta. It's a lot of the restaurant owners, too. The Georgia Restaurant Association.
Don't
they
don't
like food
it.
Trucks.
They don't want to get with the times. They're too stuck in their old ways.
You're selling what they are selling.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, like 12th and Peachtree. We park across from Ocean Air. I'm sorry. We sell $3 tacos. We are not going to steal somebody from Ocean Air. If you're going to go, if you want seafood, you're not going to decide, you're not going to get to Ocean Air, look across the street and go, oh, man, it's yummy. I'm going to go get a taco instead.
I am now.
Right?
<Come on. laughs> go get a taco. You know, man, forget this fresh fish.
You should go in there with your taco and ask for a beer.
I go in there with my taco and ask for my beer. There we go. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make it really tough for you.
No. Well, you'll be ahead.
You know what the funniest thing is on a food truck? Can I get this to go? Absolutely. If you could step back, I'm going to close my window panels, and I'm going to go with your food.
That's great.
So let's talk about the Atlanta Street Festival real fast. Guys, you guys are both participating in it?
We are. We are excited. Right.
Talk about it. Is this your first year, second year doing it? Or
second.
Second. Yeah. Last year, it was the new thing. You know, the food truck park opened last year, and people were really excited to see food trucks. And then we get these emails about the Street Food Festival. And all the trucks are like, yes. Oh, my God, this will be epic. Mm-hmm. And we get there, and oh, my God, that day was, epic doesn't describe
it. Does not describe it.
All right. You got to explain this to me, to our listeners.
It was, you know, we got there. We can carry, you know, Yumby can carry like 80 pounds of beef, chicken, pork, and tofu and like 9 cases of fries. You know, and each case of fries will yield us like 50, 60 orders of fries.
Yeah, but people love food trucks.
They do. Man. So, we're packed to the gills. And, Carson's looking at us like, I don't think we're going to sell that much food. I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. He's like, but it's a first-year festival. It's like, it doesn't matter. It's a street food festival. We get there. Everything's
it's
fine.
All the rage.
Yeah. Yeah.
We get there, and oh, my God, I get these frantic phone calls at, like, 3, 4 o'clock. We're out of drinks. We're out of water. We're out of beef. We're out of bread. I'm like, okay. Like, I'm going to Restaurant Depot. I went and borrowed somebody's SUV, and I'm at Restaurant Depot, like, you know, grabbing Masada bread, just throwing it on this, like, flatbed, and I'm running through Restaurant Depot. I get, like, I can't even get within a mile of the place. There's so many cars and so many people. It was just swarms of people.
Oh my so you God. Guys sold out by
Like 8 o'clock.
Yeah. And how late does the festival go on until?
It's until eight o'clock.
Oh, so you made it.
We made it, but we still had to go get stuff.
So.
We still had a line. I mean, we were like trying, you know, sending somebody out there going, "What are you getting?" And they're like, "Well, I'm getting a fish taco." They're like, "Oh, we don't have any fish. Is there something else you want?" And they're like, "Well, how about a quesadilla?" "Oh, we don't have any 10-inch tortillas. What about something else?"
That's always a bummer. The 86 list getting longer and longer.
Yeah, man. And then the poor people, like, there's one guy that, you know, it was so hot that day, and everybody ran out of water, like, within an hour.
Yeah.
It was just it. I mean, we came with, like, 9 cases of water. It was gone. Wow. So this guy's standing in line for an hour, and then he just collapses. Ugh. Like, heat exhaustion. And we're going, "Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, what do we do?" Like, he's, you know, somebody gets off the truck and they're like, "We need paramedics." You know, I got my truck manager calling me going, "Somebody collapsed in the line." I was like, "Why are you calling me?" What am I going to do?
Grady came out there like 3 times last year, but we do have a full paramedic staff on site this year. We have an ambulance that will be parked there at the park at the entrance this year. So we revamped a lot of things. We added more food trucks. I mean, some of the food trucks did run out at like 3 o'clock and had to shut down last year.
Wow.
You know, so, I mean, because nobody expected it to be as huge as it was.
Yeah. It's going
to
be bigger this year, probably.
How many trucks do you have this year?
We have about 22 savory, about 5 sweet, so about 28. Food trucks, and we're adding according to, you know, pre-ticket sales. So you know,
so the lines will be shorter, but you'll still have as many options.
I wouldn't bank on those short lines.
You don't think so?
We want people to still be prepared to stand in line, but not for 45 minutes to an hour.
Right.
You know,
right.
Not like last year.
Yeah.
But do be prepared.
Yeah, they were longer than that last year. Yeah. They were like 2.5 hours at one point.
Yeah. It was.
Do you guys have those like special Disney passes that I can purchase that gets me to the front of the line?
No, but we do have, if you do purchase your wristband in advance, you will get $1 discount at each truck for their menu items over $6. But that's only if you purchase in advance. If you get your wristband on the day of, you will not get a discount at the food trucks. But you do have to have a wristband in order to purchase food and beverages from any food truck, period.
All right. So the wristband gets you into the festival, and then you can just go crazy. I need to bring my mm-hmm.
Come early.
Yes. Yeah.
Bring hundreds of dollars, everyone, so you can get something of everything.
Yes.
So.
And a cooler.
Bring your chairs, bring your blankets. Bring everything that you need to be comfortable.
This sounds like a wonderful day, Jessica, where I can go and just eat all day long. Yeah,
because there is not one day where you can find all of your favorite food trucks in one spot.
No, apparently they're really hard to track down.
Yeah, try me.
Speaking of which, Victoria, I want to give you a chance to tell everyone how to find Yumbly.
We are actually really good at social media. Okay. We tweet. Carson tweets every day. We Facebook. You know, we'll tweet where we are, but we don't tweet every time we sell a taco because that'd be a lot of tweets.
That'd be a lot of tweets.
But he's really good at it. We're, you know, also our website, yumby.com. I update that every week. So you can find, you know, we try and create some standard locations. You'll always find us at the Galleria. Yeah. You'll always find us at Lenox Plaza in Buckhead. You'll always find us 12th and Peachtree. You know, we try and create some really standard location for those diehard foodies. They can always find us.
Okay. And if that doesn't work, they can run across the rooftops looking for the giant octopus.
That might change. We're getting that truck rewrapped. It unfortunately suffered a little bit of damage from a bad driver. So it's going to go in and be rewrapped to match our weird Tim Burton meets Crayola trees.
All right. Well, do you want to tell our listeners what the social media is, all the hashtags, all that stuff, so they can...
Oh, wow. Twitter, we're at Yumby. Facebook, it's facebook.com/Yumby. Website's yumby.com. Just if you Google Yumby,
that's Y-U-M-I.
It's right. Y-U-M-B as in boy, I-I. Yes. Like we with the two little eyes.
I even had that written down and I got it wrong. I always mess up something during the show.
It's all right. Awesome. I can't spell to save my life. So, awesome. You know, my phone has spell check now. Yes.
Well, this is a question for both of you guys. What's the future of food trucks? What do you see? Are we going to have armadas, companies with armadas of trucks, or we're going to replace brick-and-mortar restaurants, or what's going on?
No, I wouldn't say we're replacing anybody. I mean, we hope to have brick-and-mortars. Most of us do one day. Maybe not the same concept, but we all hope to have them in the same umbrella. Like, you know, we talked to the guys at Kogi out in Los Angeles. They told us four trucks. Four trucks is a fleet. With four trucks, you can run a city. And, you know, we have two. We're looking at the third. And that's really where it's going to stop for us. We're moving into the container restaurants and then, you know, finding, like, we want to expand our catering operation. Brett here runs the catering business, you know, period. We do some caterings, but nothing like what he does. So we want to get there because in the winter, people don't want to go to a food truck. You don't want to stand outside in 30 degrees and sleet.
I love catering parties, holiday parties.
See, we don't get that. That's our next step. We want to get into the catering or like movie caterings because, I mean, we've got screen gyms here in Atlanta and they're booked for 5 years.
Yeah.
Come on. We'll join a union and go feed them for 6 months.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a great
I absolutely love it.
You also, real quick, we have on Instagram. We're on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Definitely.
I'm real good with that one. It's mixed up.
All right,
you can see all of our rockin' food on Instagram.
Now, did you know that I found this out by accident? That I was going through Instagram. They have video on Instagram now.
They do.
Can do video.
Really?
So you can take videos. I think it's 6 second videos.
Yeah.
Oh, right
of your
on.
Food now. So
it's mixed up food.
Mm-hmm.
On Instagram.
Instagram, cool. Yeah.
So that. Well, Alicia, I haven't got the contact information for the festival yet. You still have tickets, right? Or wristbands or however you guys are doing it?
Yes, we still have wristbands. available. You can visit our website at www.atlantastreetfoodfestival.com. A single wristband is $10.50 and you can get three for $18. But you must have your wristband in order to purchase food and beverages from all of the food trucks. It's best to get your wristband in advance. That's where you get your $1 discount of the menu items over six, but if you get it on the day of, you don't get your discount. Kids 12 and under are free, but they must have a wristband, and you can get your wristbands for free for your kids online.
Do you think I can pass for 12, Jessica?
Sometimes.
All right, guys. Well, this has been a great show. Thank you guys so much for coming on. It was an absolute blast getting to meet all you guys. This is Kevin Finn for Jessica Park and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Meeting Pros.